Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed on this show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you hear that might get anyone in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you may hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead.
It's time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. Well, I could afford one. And if I did just a little less drinking, time to put something between me and the sun. Time to get a gun.
I don't know how to kick you off.
How do I kick you off?
You gotta start somehow.
Is this the Slamfire Radio episode 12D?
12D, yes.
Correct.
D isn't duh.
This is the uncapped recap of the CRR charity shoot.
Could also be, not that wasn't cool, because that was cool, the uncapped recap. But it could also be D as in we're done.
Oh, D as in done. I like it. So the D could be standing for several things.
Yeah.
Yes.
And most of all, it represents 80% of my grades.
80%. I understand the question.
Yes. I've figured out why Trevor teaches who he teaches. But I'm going to just not share that with anyone because it's mean.
You're going to get cut.
I deserve it. Now, because this is the uncapped recap.
Oh, that popped real nice.
That was clean.
That was good. We're going to finally enjoy a little bit of our Glenfiddich 18. 15, sorry. I wish it was 18. I looked at the price of the 18, and I said, no, 15 will do.
Yeah, but Glenfiddich 18, I'm sure, is my favorite scotch. That being said, I was introduced to two wonderful ones at the 10X compound. A blonde blended scotch. I was completely off of the blended scotches, but this one could make you rethink them.
Well, 10X would know.
You're darn right, yeah.
He's a bit of an expert, I think, on the subject.
And everything.
I was like, what haven't you done? Like, skydiving? Was, oh, yeah, no, I don't do that anymore ever since I tweaked my back. Like, hang gliding? Yeah, yeah. Didn't matter what I came up with. He's like, oh, yeah, I did that when I was younger.
I'm pretty sure he actually is James Bond.
Yeah.
You're probably right. He's retired now and stuff, but...
But we can't say anything about that, because he probably still has enemies.
Probably.
Mm. I mean, he can hurt you with his hands, or he can hurt you with a gun, and after today, a handgun, and after today, we know he can hurt you with a rifle.
Yes, he can.
I think he outshot me with my gun.
Yeah?
Which didn't help me feel any better about my performance.
Right. So, yeah, well, why don't you guys clink your glasses there, do something... Wow, there.
Isn't that, yeah.
All right, man cards, gentlemen, and then let's carry on. I'm teasing.
We hit enough man card issues today. We're not going to go into that.
No,
we're not.
We're done with the man card issues.
Nobody used the word creamy. All I'm going to say.
Pretty sure the waitress did, but anyway.
Anyway.
Whatever.
So we're going to recap the whole thing leading up to today, the highlight.
The highlights of the day.
Of the day. The highlight of the whole trip was today. Today was the reason why we were here.
This is kind of like the grand finale, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys aren't home yet. You have a whole other day of hijinks and shenanigans to get into.
I think it's going to be a straight drive home.
Yeah, straight drive. Yeah, we were talking about an Elwood Epps detour, but I think the detour is now de-done.
Canceled, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
We're just going to hit the road.
I'm going to get home. I'm going to go home and be like, I was so close, I didn't go. What was I thinking? But I know tomorrow I'm going to be like, no, it's time for home.
Yeah, I understand.
Got a lot of stuff to do when I get back.
Yes. Yeah.
And deliver a rifle.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we talk about that a little bit? That was one of the first things we did.
Let's go through the chronological.
Well, that is one of the first things we did.
Well, no, because let's start with breakfast.
Breakfast.
That everybody said, no, you're not making breakfast. The heck with you. We ate your food the night before. You're not going to murder eggs and bacon for us.
And then he didn't.
No, and then I didn't.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, after what you described, the breakfast at 10X's.
You were starting to feel inferior and didn't think that you could live up.
No,
and so,
I can't.
Yeah. So you were like, no, we're going to go to 10X's.
But then I realized it's you guys, so I don't care.
That was evident in the stakes, yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. A burn.
It's going to be like that, is it?
Well, we're leaving.
Oh, damn.
You got one more night. We can let the plug out of his air mattress still.
I got a pump. I actually got air put back into that thing, and he gave me sheets and a pillow.
And that pillow. So you can tie yourself to sleep on your big head.
On my huge pillow. So, yeah, we were going to do the whole big family breakfast thing. We're like, no, actually, you've done enough. Let's just get on the road and buy breakfast on the road.
We wanted to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we weren't up late last night indulging.
No, nobody threw a pillow at me while I fell asleep in the chair.
Twice. That was funny.
Scared the you-know-what out of me.
Yeah. See, back home in New Brunswick, we don't call that falling asleep. We call that passing out.
Oh, yeah, my clothes were on. Yeah.
That's right. Right. You're lucky we didn't have a Sharpie. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, by the way, it says balls on your forehead. Name the movie. Anyone, I'll give you a sticker. Listeners, not you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, good, because I don't know. Yeah, I know the movie. I'm just not saying it. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll give you a hint. The guy who wrote it used to be on, what was that spoof about ER? All the comedians, they were in the emergency room.
Oh, Scrubs?
Scrubs, yeah. Yeah, the guy who wrote it was on Scrubs.
Anyway.
So all right. Let's move on. So after breakfast.
That what a squirrel.
Let that squirrel go.
Yeah.
Off to something. So the first thing we did once we got away from the house today.
And past Tim Hortons.
And past Tim Hortons.
We went to
Shooter's Choice.
We did go to Shooter's Choice. The whole purpose of going to Shooter's Choice, and we talked about it in the last microcast, was we had raised a bunch of money for Jason McIntyre, who lost his home to a fire. We have an update on that story that Brian and I got on the way here tonight. We spoke to Chris Kingston.
Oh, okay.
There's actually more bad news.
Oh, that's not good.
No. So, as the listeners know, Jason lost his house to a fire. He lost all his guns, all his possessions. Listeners sent money. We raised money. He was given quite a few guns, actually. Pierre Luc gave him a gun. Selch gave him a gun. He got knives, stuff like that. But he loved his 10/22. He actually put a synthetic stock on that he got from you. And
yep.
Anyway, he lost his 10/22. So I told Chris Kingston I was going to find him one. And he said, when you do, I'll chip in. So Mike at Shooter's Choice. There's two Mikes at Shooter's Choice, and I know them both from archery. And they posted on Shooter's Choice, posted on Facebook that they had 10/22s in stock. So I contacted Mike, put one aside for me. That's all fine and well. So we roll up in there this morning, and the other Mike who works there is also an old friend from archery. We get talking, and hey, how are you, and all this stuff. And they pull my 10/22 out from the back. Don't forget, we have to talk about this girl with the radio show too.
Right.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Yeah. Do you have the card? I do. So, this lovely lady, and I do mean lovely.
Be careful, though, because she carried a really big knife on her hip.
She carried a knife. She was open carrying.
I was not going. I talked to her for a few minutes. I decided I was not going to mess around with her. She seemed like a very serious, put-together hunting lady.
Damn straight. Yeah.
I liked her. Oh, yeah. Very nice. She's very helpful. But
she impressed the hell out of us.
Yes.
So, we'll come back to that in a second.
Yes.
So, this lovely lady takes out the 10/22, go through the paperwork. Which, because we're in Canada, was next to nothing.
Yep.
I see your driver's license and your PAL, please. Here's your gun. I go to the cash, and then Mike sticks his head around the corner and says, yeah, the guns are on for $289. Sticks his head around the corner and says, yeah, Trevor, tell him $250 on that. Okay. So when it's my turn, I said to the guy at the cash, did you hear what Mike said? He said, no. I said, he said $250 on it. And he was like, what, $250 on it? And so he yelled back to Mike, Mike, how much on this gun? Mike said $250. He said, well, Mike is the boss after all. And so Mike did me a tremendous solid and knocked the price down on this 10/22 given the circumstances, right? So
yep.
Absolutely amazing. And I've never had anything but excellent customer service, and I've never been anything less than satisfied, 100% satisfied with the products from Shooter's Choice in Waterloo. So listeners, you know, they supported us.
Support them?
Support them for sure.
Very good.
Yeah. Now, also, while we were there, Brian, go ahead and tell us about this.
Well, we met one of the sales staff was there, like Trevor said, a lovely lady, and she
and by
noticed,
lovely, we mean hot.
Lovely. Big knife. I'm not...
Big
I don't,
knife.
I don't want her stabbing.
I'm sure she can use it.
Yeah, anyway,
compliment.
She noticed our Canadian Reload Radio shirts, and she mentioned something. She had talked to somebody from the show, blah, blah,
saw
blah.
Saw the flyer, listened once.
Yeah, something like that. She actually has a live-to-air radio show.
Now, a real radio show.
Yeah.
Not like just, terrestrial.
Not like what we do.
Right.
No. called Nothing But Outdoors. And it's with Amanda Lynn. So I'm assuming Amanda Lynn is the lady we were talking to.
The host, yeah.
Yeah. And she has a website here, www.amandalynnmayhew.com. She's also on Facebook with Nothing But Outdoors and Twitter, NBO Radio.
Awesome. I can't wait to check that out.
Yeah, we're going to have to see what that's about. She's a hunting person. She's not a target shooter.
Yes, this will be a hunting show then, more than likely. I would imagine. I would think the premise of it would be mostly
because she mentioned she wasn't really into the target shooting.
Yeah. Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah.
She liked shooting animals. She said,
"Good for her."
Yeah.
We need more Amanda Lynns.
Oh yeah, and she was adamant about her kids being into it too, which is great.
Oh, sweet,
fantastic. So I'm interested to check that out. I'll be doing that in the very near future.
So as a result of our trip to Shooter's Choice, we got slightly delayed.
It wasn't that bad. We ended up.
I said slightly.
Yeah, we only ended up being 15 minutes late.
To be fair, I missed an exit on the way.
That's because we were having a very riveting conversation about IPSC.
And yes. I thought you were going to say about Mags. Riveting Mags.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Bump. I missed the exit because I wasn't really paying attention to the GPS. So.
And
I was trying to explain to Trevor about all the things wrong with IPSC, and he was.
And so you did everything wrong about driving and drove past the exit.
I did clarify a few things.
Yes,
for you.
I learned a few things.
Understood the rationale behind some of the things that go on in the sport.
Yes. Yeah.
I think is the best way to say that.
Anyway, and I'm not going to really pretend to spit on IPSC anymore because that's really not fair.
But it's funny, and that's what's important.
Well, that's what's. As long as we get the humor out of it.
That's true. Right.
Let's not let the facts get in the way of a good story
here. It's kind of like you guys picking on me about 1911. It's not the truth. It's just funny.
It is funny.
Well, first of all, egomaniac, we don't pick on you. We pick on 1911s.
Well,
it's not about you. It's about how the gun sucks.
You often mention me when you're picking on 1911s. It's a little bit of both.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I know I'm picking on him whenever I do it. I don't know about you, but it's totally me.
You have a heart filled with hate. We have said this
black bile, I believe. Yeah.
Putrid black bile.
Putrid.
We said this time.
And that has been nothing but evident all weekend.
All weekend. Yeah.
You've been a horrible guest.
I do what I can to ruin everybody's experience.
Well, let's talk about the experience we had today.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so we were a few minutes late, but we then eventually made it to...
the Gulp.
Sportsman's Club. Yeah. Or Sportsman's Club Galt.
This is the correct name.
Yes.
Were they French or something?
No.
I don't know.
Doing everything backwards?
Well, so, your first time at the facility, mine as well. Were you there 2 years ago?
I've been there, yes. I've been there.
I'd like to say I've never seen anything like this in my life.
That's a pretty neat range.
It's, I want to say, on 30-some acres.
It's something like that. It's fairly big, yeah.
You name it, they have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All types of shotgun shooting, a stocked pond, archery, a restricted range, handgun ranges, silhouette ranges. I mean, I don't know if there's a shooting sport that they don't entertain.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I was impressed. It was pretty neat.
Yeah.
And the club, opened the doors for this event, which was for a worthy cause, being the Waterloo Regional Food Bank.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, Andrew and I'd say, family organized this event.
It was very evident that his wife was very involved in this event, and Andy's parents.
Yeah.
And were they club both members.
There? Mom and Dad? I know Dad was there.
I believe, not to tell tales out of school, but I believe Grandma was busy with Andy's kids, so that Andy and his wife could be there.
Wow, yeah.
Which is very, very, trust me, that's important.
You turn right, yeah.
So. Not that you would know, Trevor.
No.
Or myself.
Right.
To be fair.
So that's why I said trust me.
Right. And we trust you.
Not very far.
No. Well, I can't throw you.
So we started the day, once we registered, with the zombie handgun shoot, which generally consisted of a 25-yard bullseye-type competition with zombie targets.
Yeah, and the emphasis was supposed to be on headshots, but it turned out that was for suckers.
Not that much of a sucker.
Well, most of the guys played it safe and went for chest shots, and they were smarter than we were.
Yeah. Headshots were worth 5. The middle of the head were worth 5. The chest was a much bigger target area, but only worth 3.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, for the listeners who have shot CQB or that sort of thing with service conditions, it's very reminiscent of the 2 to the body, 1 to the head. The head being also the same kind of size and pretty hard to hit at 25 yards.
It is.
You started off the first relay, you had 3 minutes.
Yes.
To shoot 10 rounds.
Yes.
Freestyle.
Yes, whatever you want.
So then, cartwheel, somersault.
So I adopted my very favorite position, Chapman. No.
Back up the bus. No. Didn't do that at all.
No.
So did Weaver then.
No.
No.
No. Hey, I like...
Isosceles?
Yes, I was always big into trigonometry. Isosceles worked for me.
It made sense.
Yes.
And then we went to the air quotes here, rapid fire.
Yeah.
45 seconds to shoot 10 rounds.
Yes.
Also freestyle.
So it wasn't terribly rapid, but
no,
faster than 3 minutes.
You know what, though, in all fairness, at 25 yards
that's
or meters.
Fairly quick.
That's fairly quick, yeah.
And it was also, it had to be revolver friendly, mm-hmm. not just semi-auto friendly.
Yeah, so you look, and I did do it twice with a revolver.
You did.
And yes. Then the final relay was 3 minutes again, 10 shots, strong hand only.
Yeah.
And that's what tripped up a lot of people.
Yeah.
I know, that's where I lost all of my shots.
Well, we went to, Brian and I said, well, we're going to do our strong hand and center mass.
Right.
And that helped us.
Yeah, I didn't. I went all headshots.
So, Brian, what did you shoot?
The first time, I shot a 61 out of a possible 150.
Sorry, what firearm?
Oh, sorry, with my 1911.
You shot your 1911 the whole time?
No, I eventually, the third time I shot my M&P.
Just for fun, okay.
Yeah.
So you paid $25 for this event, and that included your meal.
Yes.
And your silhouette shoot and your zombie shoot. But then if you wanted to do a reshoot, $5, and you got another target, and they would drop your lowest score every time.
Yes.
So I shot it 3 times, you shot it 3 times.
I did.
How many times did you shoot it?
Oh, just once.
You son of a... Anyway, we'll come to that in a second.
What did you shoot it with? We'll get to
We'll
later.
Get to that in a second. I got a whole beef with that whole thing right there. So the second time, I
share your beef.
What beef did I shoot the first time? My Glock 35?
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, we went good gun against good gun.
Right,
you smoked me.
What'd you get? I 97 was my best.
Nice.
Guess what, though?
Wasn't shot
with my Glock 35.
Oh, dude.
It was like an 87, my Glock 35. And
no,
then
76.
76? First one was 76?
Yes.
And now, did I go up with the next gun?
Stayed the same.
So I shot a 76 with my Glock 35. Then, God love 10X, he gave me his Smith & Wesson Model 29 44 Magnum.
Nice.
Yeah, I got after that. That was a lot of fun. Nice shooting gun, really nice shooting gun. He had it zeroed, but I was taking too high of a bead, and some of my shots were going up into the hair of the zombie.
Oh, yes.
If it had a really big hairdo, it was going up into the hair of the zombie.
Well, I put a couple at the top of the paper, but I did well with it. I mean, you know.
It was a good group. It was just not in the scoring zone.
Right. And then my best one, you saw that target coming off the line.
Yes. Yeah.
That was not the black and white zombie. That was the actual
color
zombie. Yeah. And that was done with my 686 with 38 Special Plus P Winchester factory ammo.
Yeah.
That was my 97.
That was very good shooting.
It was excellent.
I didn't think it was that great, but here we are. So.
Yeah.
But Brian, we did not shoot good enough.
We did not shoot good enough to win. We shot good enough to have fun.
We shot good enough for fun, but not good enough for the win.
No.
Because for the win, you needed the 22.
Apparently.
With a comp and a red dot? For real? Hello?
And that wasn't me, by the way. That was another guy. That was Thomas Donnelly.
Thomas Donnelly.
Who?
Tom, you suck, and we hate you.
He doesn't shoot an H&K. Close enough.
Yeah.
Does not suck, and we do not hate him, and he's a wonderful guy. I really enjoyed meeting him, actually.
I believe the rule stated, whatever you bring, you can shoot.
That's correct.
Yeah, so
and as a gamer, I applaud everyone who did what they did. God love them, and I would have did the same bloody thing. But Thomas Donnelly and I had a side bet going, you see.
Oh, I see.
We got to talking the trash on the Facebook.
Right.
And I was probably trashed at the time. And I wrote a check my butt couldn't cash. And apparently all I owed him was a can of warm Dr. Pepper, which you wouldn't give me to give to
him. I've only got one left. I couldn't just give that away.
Thomas, I've got a whole bunch of Dr. Pepper that I don't want now that Matt's leaving.
Come on over and get it.
Okay, we'll meet up. We'll get you some Dr. Pepper. So, I'll cover your debt for you, Trent.
Thank you.
Again,
man. Because that cartel, I wanted them off my butt bad.
Oops.
My bad. I was supposed to deliver that money, wouldn't I?
So congratulations to all the winners. Now...
Well, wait a minute. We shouldn't gloss over who the winners were, outside of Mr. Donnelly.
Well, there was a club member whose name I don't know who...
Who actually won.
Who actually won. And then it was Thomas Donnelly.
Yes.
And then second place was... Mick Leakey.
The warning shot.
The warning shot.
And he actually had one on his target.
I circled it and actually wrote warning shot.
You did too. Yes, that's right. That was classic. Yeah. So, that was a lot of fun. And, cool for me, I had an old university buddy, well, two of them, he and his wife, I went to university with them, they found that I was in town, they made the effort to come out.
Who's that?
Jeremy Young and his wife, Lisa Lesnicki. Haven't seen them probably in 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so cool. I said, I'm in town, we're doing this thing, do you want to come? And yeah, they both showed up, he paid us $25, he actually did 3 reshoots too. Now, fortunately, turns out I loaded a squib. This could have been all kinds of bad.
Yeah.
You
did load a squib.
I loaded a squib, he shot my gun, and when he shot the squib, I wasn't around, but thankfully, the squib was the last round in the magazine. And he didn't realize he had a squib, and just gave me the gun, and locked up the gun, and put it away. When he came to do his final reshoot, pulled the gun out, tried to load a mag, and the round went chamber. That makes no sense. Tap rack. Nothing. I mean, hitting on the back of the slide. Nothing. All right, let's dump it, try another mag. Maybe because I had some ammo for a while, it was too long. And I have not cleaned my Glock since mag 40, so that's September. I'm thinking maybe it's just completely filthy now. Jarlath is going, and Mike Divote and Dinoman, it's a squib. Oh, can't be a squib. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, it's a squib. You check it, you'll see. Sure enough, I took the barrel out, and the round had just left the chamber and entered the barrel, and there it was stuck. So that, you know.
Could have been bad, but.
Oh, it just scares me. That's the second squib in my life, and that's too many.
Yep.
So we talked about this a couple of, I don't know, back on CRR maybe, where my powder check system malfunctioned.
Right.
I ran my hopper dry, and
it didn't. Yeah, I've
had it kept working.
Yeah.
So.
Which reminds me, you were telling me how I had my powder check system in upside down, kind of backwards a little bit.
I told you it was different from mine.
Yeah. Well, I might not take your advice.
Yeah.
Well, did you check it on the book?
No,
it's just that you had a squib now. Oh.
Thanks for catching up, Trevor.
Anyway.
But yeah, the zombie shoot was a lot of fun. It was, you know, everybody seemed to enjoy themselves. There was a lot of yakking and talking and visiting and stuff while people were shooting and
trying each other's guns.
I got to try
a rhino.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I tried that Mike Dinovan's rhino.
Yep.
I put 6 shots
in it. That's that Kiapa thing?
Yep.
Yep.
And thank you for pronouncing it correctly.
No problem.
I put 6 rounds in it, and you know the gongs that were hanging between the zombies?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
No worries.
I hit it shot after shot
what
after
shot. What caliber was that?
It's a 357,
uh-huh.
But I put 38 plus Bs in it.
Oh, okay, cool.
And just...
Very accurate, huh? And the recoil comes straight back, right? Because the barrel is... It shoots off the bottom of the cylinder, recoil. Not the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was... I would have loved to have shot the zombie shoot.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Very nice.
I guess the only issue would be the height of a bore with the sights.
Yes.
It would be much more like an AR in that as you change your distance, your sights would be very different.
Yeah, it's going to be at least 1.5 inches.
Yeah,
from the top of your sight to your barrel. Yeah.
So, very different than...
Almost like shooting a SIG. Oh, my buddy Jeremy.
Funny.
Who's never owned a gun and has limited experience shooting guns. Probably hasn't shot a gun since we were in university when we went to our roommate's place in Maine. And I love SIGs. SIG, 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 SIG. If it was up to me, I would get a SIG. All right, fine. Foley, can I have your SIG, please? He started with a SIG, he finished with a Glock.
Yeah.
I even brought Brian over. He said, pains me to say this, but you were right. I'm sorry, what? Brian, quick, come here. Go ahead, say that again.
Gotta get a witness on this.
I didn't hear that conversation.
Yeah.
I forget all about that.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
You forget about the conversation that you don't remember?
Huh? What?
Yeah.
And you were?
I don't understand the question.
Anyway.
Okay, so Matthew, then what did we do?
If we're going chronologically, actually, Chris Anderson gave me some guns.
Yeah.
That was very nice of him.
That was very nice of him. Apparently he's won some guns. All of these were wins. He had won them, so he didn't actually buy them. But they were just guns that
regardless.
He wasn't going to use.
Yeah.
And, they were nice guns. One was a pellet gun, a Stoger. 177, break barrel, I guess you would call that. The other one was also a Stoger 12-gauge shotgun, pump action, pistol grip, security style.
Badass looking gun.
Very nice shotgun. Yeah.
That has potential for some fun, I think.
It has definite potential for some fun, yeah.
I think he said once the plug is out, she'll hold 8.
I think that might be a good IPSC gun. Or
damn
a three-gun gun. Three-gun gun?
Three-gun gun, yeah.
That makes sense. We'll go with that.
And the barrel is all kinds of room to get it tapped for chokes.
Oh, sure. It's very thick. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, it looks concentric, so very easy to put some chokes in there. And then there was a little pellet / BB pistol, which I used to have as a child, which was kind of nostalgic to play with that a little bit. Crossman, yeah. So, yeah, I'll play with that a little bit. So, huge shout-out to Chris Anderson for the firearms. The pellet gun has actually found a home with Trevor, because I've been shooting .22 caliber pellet guns lately, and I have a bunch of .22 cal stuff, and that's what I want to stick with. So
sadly, I don't own an air gun.
Trevor doesn't own a pellet gun, so...
That reminds me, I have another show and share for later.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. I like show and share.
Yeah, a little show and share. Anyway.
I'm not showing you.
It's kind of like show and tell, but for men.
Yeah, and it involves guns.
Right.
Or knives.
Or knives.
Or cars.
Or cars.
Sometimes tools.
Sometimes power tools especially.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, air tools.
Sometimes air 15-volt cleaning tools.
Yeah, I still think yours is better, but...
I'm afraid I do, too, but anyway.
I'm afraid I do, too. I'm pretty sure I'm better than you.
This event was sponsored. One of the sponsors was on...
Are we going to go to the sponsors right away?
Or you want to save for the end?
I was going to, but we don't have to.
Well, see, this is, again, you planning and not sharing the plan, so that's why I just...
Well, you started it,
and I look bad. Nope.
Right. Can you go ahead and tell the sponsors, please?
Yeah, Zombie Shooter Supply was one of the sponsors.
Zombie Supply Canada.
Oh, sorry.
Zombie Supply Canada. That I won as a door prize. Right. He's on my gun safe over here.
Right. And the other sponsor was...
Well, you should know, because you cleaned up, because you got this tremendous prize pack from him.
I kind of did.
Yeah, you really cleaned up. So... The next one was Select Shooting Supplies, and he was actually on site.
Yep.
He was barbecuing for us.
Yeah.
He had products for sale. He had, what are those patches called? Morale patches or whatever?
Morale patches, yeah.
Just Saying was there.
That's where 10X got the one he gave me.
It's awesome. Oh, 10X, I'm sorry, I forgot to give you back your holster.
And 10X, you have my chicken in your fridge.
It's all trade, right? I keep the holster, you get the chicken?
That's a fair deal to me.
Sweet.
Great, but you gave me the holster, which is no good to me because it's right-handed.
Back with me now, that means that now you get the chicken.
Let's come back to Select Shooting Supply for a minute.
Yeah, squirrel.
So, the gentleman, and I don't want to say a name because I'm going to get it wrong. I think I know what it is. But
well, the listeners of Canadian Reload Radio, Andy...
Well, was interviewed. That's
he was interviewed for the last, I think the last episode. Yeah.
So, he had all kinds of really neat AR-15 cleaning stuff.
Yes.
He had the full brush set, including the upper receiver brush.
Mm-hmm.
All the chamber brushes. Anyway, and nice guy. I bought the bolt carrier group and bolt cleaning tool.
That he had.
Yeah. $40. I was happy with that.
Yep.
Yeah. So, we got a discount coupon. He gave, in our registration package, Andy did a fantastic job putting these registration packets together, a bunch of envelopes, all numbered, and inside were some business cards and some stickers and your score sheet for the silhouette shoot. A tremendous amount of work, again, I'll say it. A tremendous amount of work went into pulling off this.
Oh, and it showed. Yeah, it went off very well.
It went off without a hitch.
Yeah.
And, it was incredibly organized, that's why. So, Select Shooting Supplies, we got a discount code. So, 5% off your next order expires August 30th, 2013. And you can check out selectshootingsupplies.com. That's their URL web address. They're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Very good. All right. So, after that, we took a quick break, ran down to Tim Hortons, grabbed a sandwich that I didn't eat, and Trevor lost his man card for a little while.
That is a story that need not be shared.
No, we're gonna just let that one go
for
now.
You had to be there.
I didn't lose my man card.
Yeah.
Who else came?
See,
who else? Raise your hand.
Oh, yeah, but see, it had nothing to do with the ice cap. It was the flavor shots, and there was a...
I said we weren't going to talk about him ordering the creamy caramel flavored
shots. Creamy flavored caramel.
I ordered a caramel supreme ice cap.
Did it or did it not come with whipped cream?
Actually, the first time they gave it to me, it didn't, and I requested it.
There you go.
That really got me busted. I'm like, well, at least they didn't put the whipped cream on it.
What happened now is Brian's like, no, you totally lost it. And I said, you know what? No, we're going to give him a bye. And then I said, but you know what happens with a 50-50 tie? It goes to the most negative. So Brian wins, Trevor loses his man card.
But the thing came to the counter with no whipped cream.
And
no caramel.
But did you drink it?
Oh, I went and opened my mouth. I'm like, she didn't put the caramel on it. She's like, oh, right, that was a supreme. She walks off, comes back with the caramel, or with the whipped cream and the caramel, and you guys were like,
yeah, it was all over at that
point. Done now. And then the lady was all mad because I bought an ice cap with a $100 bill. And they started fighting over who was going to go in the back to make change.
It was a good
laughing.
Time.
They weren't really mad. They were laughing at yeah. the end.
Let's go back to the range now.
Yeah, well, we went back
when
to the
I
range.
When I accidentally yeah. took a sip of his ice cap.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was awful.
Sweet. Well, it may have affected my silhouette performance.
No. You messed that up all.
I'd like to think it was the sugar and the caffeine that made it look like I was having a seizure when I looked through the scope, but anyway.
So we're to the silhouette shoot then. So we yes. went down the road
what
slightly.
What about the part where he got us lost?
He got us... That was earlier
Dude,
in the day.
If I lost my man card...
Did we not talk about... He did say that he took the wrong exit earlier on the show.
Did we
already talked about
it. Did we end up at Shooter's Choice?
Yeah.
Yes.
We ended up there.
Did we then end up at Galt Sportsman Club?
Could we have ended up there sooner if you had not gotten us lost?
All right, we did talk about this. Whatever. I remember. You may not, but I do.
I didn't make you stop to browse in a store to see if I wanted shoes.
Okay, so we're back at the range.
He's losing his patience.
We're back at the range. It's silhouette time.
We need yes. another squirrel, because this is getting funny. He's got that look in his eye.
It's gonna... Yeah, don't worry about the look in my eye.
Put
worry about the
back.
Knife in my hand.
This is the longest microcast ever.
Stabbery.
Yeah, the best kind.
Oh, yeah.
Macrocast, if you will.
That's what I called my episode 33.
Yeah.
Macrocast.
That was a macrocast and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Silhouette.
We had to go to an entirely different section of the Galt facility.
Well, this yes. is set up specifically for Silhouette.
That's right. This
small
is
bore silhouette.
A designated small bore silhouette range.
Now, and this is not a knock on Galt. This is really more a knock on our Canadian gun laws. But the silhouette range is not approved for... Restricted firearms.
So a dude showed up with an AR-15 with a conversion kit, and he was not allowed to use it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Sad day.
That is unfortunate.
It's lame.
Welcome to Canada, eh?
It's a ripe fault. Doesn't matter. Anyway, regardless, it's not Galt's fault.
No.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, but, okay, this is a range that seems to be purpose-built for rimfire silhouette. I don't know if they do...
They do full bore there, but they do it on paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, scaled paper.
Scaled paper. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Oh, that makes
so
sense.
So this was all, the three of us, our first time doing silhouette style shooting.
This is my first and a half. I played a little bit with Andy 2 years ago, I think, when I came up.
Played silhouette with Andy.
Yeah,
yes.
Clarify that.
Yes, played silhouette.
So we shot silhouette.
We shot.
We don't play archery, we shoot archery, and we don't play silhouette, we shoot silhouette.
You're right.
Man card.
Have it. Actually, Jewel has it right now.
Is this like Toby Lee with the picture of the
all I had
bedside table?
I don't know.
You know,
let's
spheres.
Let's, oh never come mind. On!
Oh.
Oh man!
Sorry.
Reel us in.
Okay. So we shot some silhouette. Yeah,
we shot some silhouette.
We shot some silhouette.
We got to do a little bit of setting in before we...
Nearly enough.
Well, no, but there
you
wouldn't
know those
be
little...
enough. Like, you and I would need a week.
You know what's cool? Each station, so the 40 meter, the 60 meter, the 77, and the 100, had a silhouette welded to a swinging rack.
So you could hit it as a little gong.
You could hit it as often as you wanted without having to go down and reset.
Yep. So you could see if you were on or not.
I didn't find out until we started.
Right.
Yes, that would have helped me a lot.
So I was trying to find a bay with silhouettes that weren't knocked over to double-check my marks. Anyway.
So, I mean, for the listeners who don't know how to shoot silhouette, you're just shooting little silhouette animals, chickens, pigs, turkeys, and rams at 40, 60, 77, and 100 meters.
Well done.
Thank you.
You should know. Let me take over.
No. So we got to do some sighting. and I initially was set up to shoot Trevor's rifle. And I actually, it was zoned in at 100.
Oh,
bang, bang, bang. Like I hit 3 rams out of 5.
Yeah.
At 100 yards. But then because we were squatted, the way it worked out, 10X was using your rifle in the second relay.
Yeah, we didn't want to do a third relay.
Yeah.
So you had to take somebody else's rifle so we could do 2 relays.
And, Mr. Andrew Craig was gracious enough to lend me his purpose.
An actual silhouette gun.
An actual silhouette rifle.
Wow, your scores must have been phenomenal.
If by phenomenal you mean they sucked.
The nut behind the trigger was not quite as tight as the rest of the rifle.
Gotcha.
Leave it there.
Gotcha.
Actually, I shot, I shared the rifle with Andy's dad.
Right.
Which was kind of cool. Andy's dad's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
So, ooh, it's hard. Standing unsupported, shooting at really small, which
I believe the word you were looking for was difficult.
It's difficult. Ooh, it's hard. Just generally doesn't sound terribly great, but we're going to go with it was difficult. And now he's laughing, so Trevor, you continue on.
All right, so you had 40 animals to knock down. I got a score of 10. Conquistador here got a score of 13.
13, which apparently is good for a first time.
I think if you hit 2, he told you it was good.
Well, yeah, he did.
He was very patient with us.
He did try to build us up a little bit.
Yeah. And so I got to tell them a classy story.
Please do.
So we're all there with high-end bolt-action rifles with pretty expensive optics and pretty expensive rifles. Everybody knows that Matthew is a fan of the Marlin 795.
I do enjoy it. Its lineage is just unblemished. It's not.
It's the $160 throwaway gun from Cabela's that Matthew swears by. He had one in the past. He went to a 1022. He went back to the 795, and for obvious reasons. So it wasn't even his. It was his wife's gun. In an ATI
fiber four stock. It was an expensive stock, though. It was $60 taxes in.
Yeah, I think you can get them on sale for $39.
Probably.
So, very, very lightweight gun, which some of the high-end silhouette guys will say, no, you need a heavier gun. You need an 18. No, sorry. Andrew shoots a 24 power. I said, Andrew, do you ever turn it down? He goes, yeah, sometimes I turn it down as low as 20. So, they're using really high magnification optics to shoot this game. Matthew's got the Marlin 795 in the $60 ATI stock with a Simmons scope, which was probably a whopping...
Oh, I think it was about $100.
About $100. Definitely $100.
Definitely $100. I went all out for the scope.
All out.
Yeah.
So guess who takes first place in the silhouette shoot? McLickie.
Yes. And with the worst form I ever saw. You looked like you were holding a handgun.
Yeah, he didn't do anything to get anything in front of the gun. It would look like that teacup grip you see people shooting pistols with in Hollywood.
Yes.
Let me tell you about how much time Matthew put into getting prepared for this event. First, let me tell you what I did. Because this will give you a bit of an idea,
talk
right?
About yourself.
Yeah, of course. I went to a gun range by myself one evening with a measuring tape, with actual silhouettes that I borrowed from my club. I benched my rifle, I sighted it in at all these distances, got my marks on paper, then put the silhouettes out, then shot them. I'm ready to rock this thing.
Question. Did you set it out in meters or yards?
Meters, which I was told was all meters. Right? So on Wednesday, I get to Matthew's place. He says, yeah, please bring your measuring tape. We go to his range, and he takes his wife's rifle out. First, gets there. He thinks he's got the wrong ammo. But I'm going to do it anyway. Oh, so he's halfway done when he realizes, oh, this is in fact the right ammo. He's so disorganized, he doesn't even know if he's got the right ammo. He takes my measuring tape, and he stretches it out, and he puts one target at 40, one at 60, one at 77, one at 100, couple of paper targets. I'm going with my bolt-action gun, bipod, sandbags. He's matching me at every distance. My group and his group, except for 100, I got him slightly on 100.
You edged me out at 100, yeah.
But everything else along the way was fine. And he put in probably, I'm going to be generous and say 50 rounds in 40 minutes. And that's the only preparation he did to come here to shoot silhouette. And it's one thing to say that he beat us. But there were dudes out there. You saw them. They had their silhouette guns out and their vests.
I don't know if their scores were counted in the thing, though. I don't know. I don't think so. I doubt it, because for them to shoot less than 20, I don't think so.
Well, there was one guy from the club that was there with me, next to me, and he was not shooting much better than me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, you put in a whopping 50 rounds in about 40 minutes.
Well, not only that, I zeroed it at 40, and then I just used an online trajectory calculator to figure out my rest of my clicks, and I just did that, and it actually worked out quite well. So JBM Ballistics, I believe, is the website.
JBM,
check it out. Fantastic.
Yeah. You're a freak, because...
No, he's a freak. I've used the same term with you. He's an idiot savant.
Oh, we're good.
Focus on the idiot.
Yes.
Anyway, congratulations.
Oh,
really,
thanks.
I mean, you well never done. Fail to yeah. impress, buddy. Like, if you'd only believe in yourself as much as we believe in you. You know? I mean, you're out of shot,
what?
But
just let him keep self-destructing.
No, okay. It's better this way. Gives you guys a better chance. I was like this in school, too. I never studied.
Yeah, I hated you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, off
of me, back to the shoot. What happened? We had the barbecue next, I guess, after we did the shoot.
We thought we were going to have to book early. We kind of did. We had to leave.
We did have to leave, but somebody got sucked into staying because they thought they might win. That was you two guys.
He even said that. He's like, well, we have to wait and see how Trevor and Bolivar did. I'm like, oh, dude, maybe we got a chance.
Well, and I told Andy and everyone, if there's a chance I'm winning a prize, I'm sticking around.
Yeah. So we stuck around.
Yeah.
So we had some burgers and there was some moose on skewers and, yeah, it was a pretty good time. We just chatted. I mean, just chatting with all the listeners and stuff was really fun.
Yeah, that was really neat for me because I had some people just walk up to me and they kind of knew who I was and they said they liked the show.
Do you feel like a celebrity now?
No, but I felt like I'm not just talking to myself.
Well, you're mostly talking to Foley, but he ignores you, so I guess it's kind of like talking to yourself.
Yeah. Maybe the small number of elite listeners that I have on my show is growing slowly.
You think he had 15 yet?
He's got at least.
We're working on a solid 25. So if we're at 25, he must be 12 to 15.
I'm scared though because I'm gonna eventually have to take off my shoes in order to count my listeners.
Get the
abacuses.
There you go.
Yeah. I was gonna call an albatross, but
an albatross. No, it's an you count albatrosses. Why not?
Yes.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Anyway, wrapping things up, I guess.
I saw turkeys, wild turkeys.
I almost ran one over with your car.
That was at the charity shoot.
That was actually on the way to Brian's range the day before.
So it wasn't a squirrel, it was a turkey.
It was a turkey.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. No, I thought the event ran really well. Credit to Andrew and his wife and his parents and members of the club who helped put it together.
Yeah, absolutely. It was
Mike Geinhoven for running the range for us during the
pistol shoot.
The club member who declined to shoot the silhouette shoot so that he could run the range for it.
Did a good job, yeah.
Yes, fantastic.
And money-wise,
they raised $1,070.
Yeah, and kudos to Andy because the money out of our $25 was supposed to go to cover the cost of the burgers. Instead, he took proceeds raised through t-shirts, covered the cost of the burgers.
So all of the proceeds
100% of all the money raised today went to the Waterloo Food Bank, which was, what was it?
$1,070.
Wow.
So just over $1,000.
Yeah, number-wise, I think we had more people at last year's charity shoot, but we didn't organize it this way to raise this kind of money that he did because... Yeah.
They did a really good job,
yeah.
So a lot of people benefit from this, which is fantastic.
Yeah, so we're going to have to talk about next year and where it's going to be and what it's going to be like, what the format will be like.
Speaking of other events that we put on, though, has the three-gun event been finalized? Is it October 19th or no?
I'm going to request October 19th to the club. I'm quite sure I'll get it.
Right.
It's essentially the same weekend as last year.
Oh, okay. There you go. So anybody interested in coming out shooting three-gun, that's pistol, rifle, carbine. It's
now,
a lot of fun.
I want to let the listeners know, because it's funny, how that date was arrived at.
Trevor didn't decide.
Trevor received
an invitation to three gun.
I decided, well, Trevor was talking some smack about it being in September, and I'm just like, no, I can't do September. That's not going to work. So I sent Trevor an invitation on my BlackBerry calendar for the 19th. So far, tentatively, it's scheduled for October 19th.
Correct.
At the Restigouche Gun Club.
Yeah, the same flack that I got last year and getting this year, and that, well, that's the third week in the hunting season. It's one day.
Yeah, you'll live.
The problem is guys get off work in our area, and they hit the woods.
Well, it is what it is.
You know, trying to get a rabbit, so it makes it hard for me to get guys to help me build stuff.
Yep.
But I'll be honest with you, the stages are done, and they were done 2 days after last year's event.
So there you go. Very
with
good.
With a little inspiration from Top Shot.
Very cool.
There's a Top Shot type stage in
Tannerite?
Tannerite,
sadly,
we wish.
No. Remember the corner shot?
Yes.
From season 3?
Yes.
Something like that.
You won't use a corner shot, but it's kind of the same idea.
Very good.
Okay, I can't wait to see this. It's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a couple of shout-outs. One to Robert Ross. I needed to take a scope off of a gun to fit it into a box, and he said, I got Allen keys. So he hauled out his Allen keys for me, and I got my scope off from that. So thank you, Robert. That was awesome. And also to Rick Woods and his significant other. I forget her name. I'm so sorry. But she's the sibling of a friend of mine.
Jesse. Her name is Jesse.
Is it Jesse?
I shot beside Jesse for the silhouette match. Very nice lady. Both of them are very nice.
And I've been recognized for my YouTube channel. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, that's Trevor. And this is the first time I've been recognized for paintball. She said, "You used to play on the adrenaline paintball team, didn't you?" I'm like, "Huh? Who? And you are? What? How would you know this? This is obscure data here." She's like, "My brother took your picture, your team photo." I'm like, "Jeff Oliver! Yeah! Oh my goodness!" So, yeah, it was kind of cool to meet up with the sibling of a good friend of mine from London when I used to live here. So
they were a cool couple, and they're interested in maybe doing some service stuff after my interview with Mike and Lynn.
Very good.
Mike and Lynn are awesome. I love that interview.
Oh yeah, they're nice people. They're good people.
Was one of them from New Brunswick originally?
Yes, she is from Moncton.
Right.
And he is from Nova Scotia, as I recall. Which makes him awesome. Makes sense.
And didn't we have a Moncton incursion at one of the gas stations?
We did. We stopped for gas. And Matthew had gone in for drinks. I was pumping the gas, and Jewel was just stretching. And this couple pull up and goes, "New Brunswick Plates. What part of New Brunswick you're from?" And Jewel says, "Well, he's from the Bathurst area, and we're from the Edmonton area." "Oh, we're from Moncton originally." "Oh, very
good. Nice to meet you." And they drove off.
Yeah, so, it's a small country, but maritime. It's very easy to get along with.
Yeah. You don't say.
All of us.
Yeah.
Yourself included. You maybe have been deported, but, you know.
Your nose is blue.
Your nose is blue, so it's okay.
But this area you're in is as close to the Maritimes as you can get. You've got a beautiful spot here.
It is very nice here.
Yeah, you're in a real, real...
We even have salt water right in the backyard.
Yeah, in your pool.
It's in a cement pond.
But next to my bug assault.
Yeah.
So, thanks to Mike Dinovit again for delivering the bug assault guns.
Yeah, these are the little shotguns that shoot salt, like table salt.
Is it gone?
Yeah, there's a fly around here.
You are not launching salt all over my room where I store firearms.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
No.
And to Mr. Anderson.
Yes, you know. Chris. Oh, he passed out a bunch of goodies later on, too.
That's right. Not only, you know, Chris's generosity, the guy's amazing.
The guy
doesn't
know
us from a hole in the ground. He's always so kind to us and so generous, and he had a little bit of something for everybody, and just, I've been able to annoy Brian's neighbors with my present, and I can't thank him enough. He's like, you know, we have these things called sound bylaws, and I can't spell those words, so I don't know what they mean.
But there you were, tooting on your moose horn anyway.
I was calling you some moose.
I just remember I have to live with my neighbors after you leave.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we don't, so it's all good.
God, that's going home with you, because the kids will be at it.
All right.
I know, isn't it great?
Okay, well, gentlemen, this wraps up.
What about us?
What about you?
You said gentlemen. Where's the rest of us?
Yeah, who are you talking to?
I was talking to everybody that's not in this room.
Oh. Thank you.
Well, don't forget the female listeners.
All right, ladies, that was a little creepy. I promise I won't do it again. But I think this wraps up the last of our macro casts. This one actually is about 48 minutes long, so it's a bit longer than normal.
Pretty much a full episode.
But we did have to wrap up some stuff, so...
Yep.
I just want to thank everyone for listening, and thank everyone who came out to the shoot, and thanks to Andy and CRR and, you know, everything. It was a fantastic day. I really enjoyed myself. So, yeah. You gentlemen have any parting thoughts?
Well, I just want to thank both of you and Jewel for coming out and taking advantage of the chance to stay at my house. So I got to spend lots of time with you guys. We got to go to the range.
We are so
have lots of fun. And it's really been kind of a laugh a minute.
Oh, we got to talk about 9X real quick.
Oh.
Real quick. We did the door prizes, and 9X was pulling.
Beautiful.
He's pulling, like, pulled Trevor's name, pulled Bolivar's name, pulled my name.
I got a great prize. You got a great prize.
Oh, and then he pulls his father's name, and the very last one, he pulled his own name.
Pulled his own name last. The only thing left was a water bottle. He pulls it out, he turns to the garbage can, throws it in the garbage can, and grabs the water bottle.
Yeah, said, "Nine.
I'm out."
That was me.
awesome.
And thank you, 9X, for letting me examine your Webley revolver, which, oh boy, I like that.
Yeah, those are cool.
I know it's old school, but I think it's really...
It's just old.
Owen would have really liked it.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely...
No, Owen doesn't like old revolvers. Owen's a Glock guy. Owen bought that revolver because it's an antique and he gets to carry it. End of story. He's not an old, obsolete firearms fan. Don't do that to my friend Owen.
That is definitely on my list. I'm going to get an Enfield in .38.
You do that.
It'll be fun.
Because Canadians used to carry it. Super.
It's just fun. Okay.
Gentlemen.
Stop hating.
Stop slapping each other.
Well, can we start?
So, Trevor?
I had one.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for bringing your A-game.
If you would edit, this wouldn't have been so horrible.
This is not going to be...
Trevor, just pour yourself some more scotch.
I'm already on my second. You're still sucking on your first.
Oh, I didn't... Hey, I didn't see that happen.
Really? You watched me do it. Get in there. Okay, my parting thoughts is this whole weekend has been an absolutely amazing experience, and it's always great to get back together with gun friends and meet new gun friends. This event, it was one of the funnest, coolest events I've been to, period. I mean, I've been to archery and, you know, several different countries for that matter. And
but you guys really made it a long event with visiting 10X. And hanging out with me at my range and then going to the event today.
We did.
It's been 3 days of
cool
gun fun.
But we came from New Brunswick. I think we deserve to do that.
Yeah. I'm all for it. But today was just incredible. Today really was the climax of the whole thing, and it was so incredibly well done that it just made the whole trip really worthwhile.
Cool.
And thank you to you. I mean, this has been, you know, Conquistador Complex.
Compound. The complex, Conquistador compound. Yeah.
Thanks, man. It's been.
Hey, they're shaking hands. I'll hold it up to the microphone so you can see it.
There we go. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming out. And you're welcome anytime.
You know, October.
I don't know if
October
Jasmine
19th.
Is so happy. My youngest daughter. My oldest loves you.
She'll grow up and get over it. Yeah, well, your oldest rocks. I mean, she's a lot of fun. It's story time with Bolivar.
Okay. We're getting away from the gun podcast here. But, speaking of Jasmine.
He's talking like a guy who's got to wrap it up and
speaking of Jasmine and Mario.
Mario, yes.
Sadly, we didn't get to see them on the way out.
I did.
I did not. I left too soon. I didn't get to say goodbye.
We had to run quick because I needed to get home.
Yeah. But we hope they had a safe trip back. And
Jasmine and Mario, I have ARs for you. Please come to the 3-gun.
There you go. All right.
Fantastic.
Well, guys, it's been great.
It has been.
Or at least mediocre.
Yes.
Which is our version of great.
So can we have some sort of awkward, like, ending now?
Stay classy, San Diego.
Shoot safe, shoot straight, and shoot often.
Take someone shooting.
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something. When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.